just won Europe's richest handicap, a very special day.
Yeah, especially Mike, you know, when they go that easy and that smooth in a big handicap like that, you always have a good chance. She travelled nicely and she crept into the race lovely, and I was able to just work my way into it without really going for her. But when I gave her the go ahead, she picked up well and I knew she'd stay well, and she's galloped right out the line. She's a classy mare.
Stall one, though, many people thought that was the harbinger of doom, but it wasn't, was it?
No, because we started to win at a nice even pace and they were well stretched out, so I was, you know, it probably is if you went slow, but we went a nice even gallop and I was happy where I was all the way. When I turned in, she came on the bridle nicely and just everything went smooth from there.
And you avoided the trouble?
Yeah, look, it was an unfortunate incident. You know, you feel for connections and, you know, they'd be down the dumps. And as I said, until it's the ups and downs of the game, you know, I'm in celebrating and they're, you know, in commiseration. So, look, that's it. That's racing, for unfortunately, but I'm delighted she won.
And how much of her experience around here actually helped, you think? You think, I mean, obviously she's shown there's a lot more to come.
Definitely, you know, I don't think the standard of mare, as I said, she's a classy mare and, you know, they'll probably set their sights now, maybe back in group racing, or the Melbourne Cup might come up if that opportunity presented itself, which we'll enjoy today.
And finally, because I know you've got a flight to catch, how big a day is this in the riding career of Billy Lee?
It's fantastic. Everyone knows the Eber handicap, so at York, and, you know, York's a lovely place to come to, and a special to ride a winner here, so it's brilliant.